your mobile banking brings away cent by cent at all contra pay points. This bank check is brought to you by Standard Bank.
Bank check, spoken on Pink of the Moon.
The main newsletter 19 FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
You need a bigger face to grow a business.
You need more equipment to make the margin.
We need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, we need advice, solutions, and special expertise when it's needed. We get half a business backing.
I was not sure that the Minister of Foreign Affairs, I'm not aware of my PSU. opening up your phone up there at fairway parking. It's very difficult for any official response to be made by the ministry to a matter that was discussed or raised or matter that was raised in the context of initial arrangement at a fairway parking.
The human rights groups are very concerned over the circumstances surrounding the cancellation of the Rights Forum 2026 Summit, the rest of the possible diplomatic sensitivity and the shrinking threat to civil liberties in Zambia. The organization says it has been informed by civil society activists involved in the Rights Forum emerging from the human contract that the postponement may have followed concerns raised over time. Human Rights Watch only says that in this contract has, however, stated that the organization could not independently verify the claims or confirm the exact factors behind government's decision. OCHANASA has also raised concerns about Zambia's democratic environment ahead of the 2026 general election, alleging that the country has become increasingly hostile to the human system, criticism, and political opposition to the government ahead of the 2026 election. He has also called on authorities to assert fundamental freedoms, including the right to freedom of expression, association, and assembly. Earlier, Ministry of Information and Media, Thabo Kaona, said that the decision to postpone the summit was driven by the need for comprehensive disclosure of critical information on key thematic issues to be discussed. The consortium of civil society organizations and the government and constitutional religion has welcomed government's decision to introduce a proposed public gathering bill and the National Assembly, describing the move as a long-awaited step towards strengthening democratic freedom. Consortium Secretary Arthur Mwanga says the group is optimistic over the treasury of the bill, which is intended to replace the colonial-era Public Order Act. Mr. Mwanga says the decision to withdraw delayed was commendable and reflected progress in addressing long-standing concerns faced by stakeholders across Zambia. He has noted that for decades, stakeholders have called for the repeal of colonial rules that suppress the right of association and assembly, although the such rules have continued to be applied even after independence. Mr. Mwanga emphasized that public assemblies are a cornerstone of democratic governance, anchored in constitutional rights such as freedom of expression, association, and assembly. He says the proposed legislation represents a progressive effort to establish a modern and balanced legal framework that both protects citizens' rights and guides law enforcement in maintaining public order.
Its introduction is particularly timely coming at the threshold of the future general election, where the protection of fundamental freedoms is indispensable to ensure a fair and level playing field for all political actors. In further observed that the executive administration who has ascended to power on promises to repeal the Public Order Act, wanted to abandon those commitments once presented to receive political convenience and expansive discretionary powers the law affords them.
The Mine Workers Union of Zambia, MWORK, has welcomed government's commitment to advance on documentation. Extending the move is a positive step towards restoring jobs and boosting the mining sector. MWORK President Joseph Sawyer says that conditional metals were the major contributor to product production and played a critical role in providing employment to many Zambians, which was replaced on July 19 in 2020. Mr. Kelly notes that the closure of the mine had a significant impact on workers and their families, with many asking for survivorship. He says reviving the mine would not only help restore employment for union members who were affected, but also stimulate economic activity in Zambia and surrounding areas.
Thank you, Ms. Professor. To take a look from between just the areas, the mining sector. Secondly, for the government, in terms of the taxes, this is another unique opportunity which has presented by the conducive environment. And that's why the government has worked very hard to bring this environment for transport investment.